We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Grassroots marketing continues here on CannabisRio.com, powered by the Buzz CRM. Listen, I get it. We get it. You're frustrated. There's endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works. When you have software as a service, all these different platforms you're using, multiple logins, a lot of payments you're making for what are you using for? Are you getting the most out of it? Are your employees getting the most out of it? Are you? And that's what it comes down to. You want something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. So we have the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. It's built with you in mind. More intuitive, faster, smarter than ever. It's a CRM that sees your worst, streamlines your workflows, gives you tools to thrive without need to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. A system that keeps up with your goals, grows with your success. We've talked about this extensively. You want me to stop talking about it? Come on now and buy and get your hands on the Buzz CRM, thebuzzcrm.com, thebuzzcrm.com. One more thing, AI, handling your emails, social media, personalized workflows, connecting with customers everywhere. We also have a unique missed callback text feature. I don't want to keep doing this commercial all the time because I want everybody on board of Buzz CRM. Just do it. Don't even worry about me. Don't hesitate. If you need to pause the recording right now that you're listening to right now, and go log in and sign up and subscribe, and you'll be happy you did. And then come back and listen to this interview right now that I have featured with the folks at Indoor AgCon. It's the largest vertical farming, greenhouse, controlled environment, agricultural gathering, or CEA. And there's so much more to go into it that's going to be coming up this weekend at the Westgate Resort in Las Vegas, March 11th and 12th. And I'm here with Brian Sullivan. Brian, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Brasco. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So just to give people a little more introduction into what you have, it is from starting or sustainably scaling up to buying or selling indoor vertical farms, producing a growing variety of crops. The business and tech-focused events are expanding to offer new opportunities to connect all agriculture supply chain holders. And this year, it's in a new location at the Westgate Resort in Las Vegas to offer more opportunities to make connections, new connections to grow your business. So for our cannabis folks out there, for those just in plant medicine, go look right now and get yourself into, and if you can make it to Las Vegas, go get a ticket right now. You know, just do it. It's indoor.ag. Indoor.ag is the website for all the information, registration, all that good stuff. Or just get over to the Vegas Westgate and go ahead and join in and get your registration card and go join the people out there at the booths and all the good stuff that's going to be going on. So let's go ahead and go through it. Brian, now, quickly, first of all, with Las Vegas, I mean, we always have a plethora of different shows that people go to Las Vegas that people are very aware of. And it's one of those things where, you know, I'm wondering about now in the conference circuit, because there's always been a lot of talk about right now, you know, for people, Vegas, it's still quite expensive, but still conferences go quite rampantly. You have it there at the Westgate. You're expanding the show. You now have the goal of connecting all agricultural supply chain stakeholders. Talk about this new venue, what they've been able to go and do with you in terms of helping to grow this show out, making meaningful connections, and those involved with scaling the operations, and, you know, just the interest of keeping the show in Vegas and moving forward with it and still making it a viable destination.
Brasco, I think I should be interviewing you. Yes. You hit it on the head. Vegas is the right place for this, and there's a number of reasons why. Actually, I'll start with the venue, the Westgate. The Westgate is a great property, and it's all inclusive. It's a hotel, it's a casino, it has restaurants, and meeting space on it. One of the things that we liked about the Westgate is that it's not really on the Strip, so you can be in Vegas but not be on the Strip, kind of thing at the same time. For example, room rates, the room rate at our event is $109. You know, when you go to Vegas, Yeah, it's so we negotiated and we worked with the facility to bring indoor AdCon to the facility, and we work with them. We're bringing them deliverables so that they can work with us on the room rate. So the room rate is $109. So it's a good bargain.
Brian, I'm surprised you're able to get that price. I'm surprised you didn't twist the arm and like get those people to give you comps some shows too. Like that was a good deal, man.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we work in Vegas and with a number of events for many years. It's kind of knowing where you want to go. So and a lot of the rooms at Westgate have been redone on it. So some of them are brand new. So it's a really good location. It's self-contained. It has everything. It has everything there. So but, you know, bringing indoor ag to Vegas, it's the right city. And you might say because of gaming, or you might say because of shows and those types of things, but it's even more than that. Last year, we had somewhere around 35 countries participated in different countries. So folks are coming in. We wanted to make it easy for folks. You can get a flight from almost anywhere direct to Vegas. We have folks coming in from the Netherlands, from London, from Canada, Mexico, from African nations and things, Asia, and they can get direct flights to Vegas. So transportation is a big part of one of the reasons that we went to Las Vegas.
Right. But now, I'll tell you, when it comes to the conference circuit for myself, through Cannabis Radio, we actually did have a conference series. We had the United States Cannabis Conference at Expo. And the thing was, you know, like a lot of conferences, you know, if they were able to go and continue to keep going through COVID, then they did. I'm glad that your team was able to go and be a part of this after everything that's gone all said and done in your 12th year, as I see. But the one thing I noticed that I can attest to is because I got to do speaker development for 4 shows. And to make the tracks balanced and make sure we had the right content available, because for us, when we did our show, Cannabis Radio was my testing ground. That was where I was able to go and do a focus study of what tracks would work best. And I'll tell you one thing, that every time we had any feedback going back from the shows, it was the content we had to go and get that was really good and what was the best part of the whole show. Now, for Indoor AgCon, you pride yourself on being crop agnostic, encompassing produce, legal cannabis and hemp, which that's a track obviously for our audience to really go and focus on, alternate protein and non-food crops. But now this broad scope you have right here, obviously the tracks, the way you set up, and to be able to get everything crammed into 2 days, it's pretty strict on what you're doing, who's going to really get those choice spots. But how do you balance the needs of traditional produce growers with those with the rapidly evolving cannabis and alternate protein sectors?
Well, you used a term earlier, Brasco, of agnostic. So there is a lot of the products, anything grown has just certain innate properties and abilities. So that's what we concentrate on. You know, the cannabis arena, we actually have attended a number of the cannabis events on it. And we were surprised at how many growing folks, or folks that supply products to growers, were interested in indoor ag comp, because it broadens out beyond cannabis. If you're a cannabis grower, what's stopping you from growing berries or, you know, leafy greens or other products in that arena? You know, it's called indoor AgCon because that's what it's been called for a long time. But we've all heard the term CEA, Controlled Environment Agriculture. Well, there's a lot what does that mean? Well, we see it as a lot of different things. Greenhouses are controlled environment. I was speaking with folks who do coverings. They cover the ground for field growers. And the field growers, that's they're controlling the environment. So that's controlled environment too. So it's controlling the environment and agriculture are hand in hand. The products can be agnostic. And just because you're growing one product doesn't mean that you can't work with other products and broaden your scope.
You know, and I know we talk about CEA here on the program quite a bit. And it's quite fascinating. And I'll tell you, if you get a chance, folks, I did a great interview with Sam Andrews over at Urban Grow, where we talked really specifically about CEA and really going to the place of what they were going through, because they were going through in the studios and all. Great interview. Just go scroll back in the archives and go look back for that. You have a keynote on day 2 that's going to be focusing on Canadian CEA trends as a significant addition. So when we talked about the Canadian market, I don't think we've ever talked about CAE and Canada together, but you have a lot of panelists who are joining right now to highlight the Canadian market and the fact that Canada actually has a great reputation for CAE innovation. What do you think about how this session will contribute to the overall learning experience for attendees from other regions?
Well, our friends from Canada are very experienced in CEA on it, so they're experts to begin with on it. So we felt that it was a great learning arena for them to share their knowledge with folks from around the world on it. So that's what we're looking at here. And in the past few hours, we understand that some tariffs are going to be coming in, yes, and some changes might be happening from the administration, and there's a lot of questions on that. So the timing on this is actually pretty good, because we'll be able to have a firsthand understanding, or at least questions and comments about what's happening in real time. The event is next week, so our friends from Canada are bringing a mission of people down from Canada to Vegas to discuss and attend and learn. They wouldn't do that if it wasn't important.
Yeah, the potential imposing of a 25% tariff for goods coming in from Canada into the U.S. is what we're looking at right now. The panelists right now for this panel, we Bahram Rashdi, CEO and co-founder of Up Vertical Farms, Gabriel Ferrero, head grower at Sentara Greenhouse, Valerie Terrell, sales marketing director at Gen V, and the moderator is Trina Simichuk, founder of Little Greenhouse That Could. Great setup here about how Canadian growers are going to address key industry challenges, scaling businesses, and leveraging advanced technologies to drive success. Now, along with that, you know, you have these sessions you're going to have about CEA, and tell me about the other keynote session you have coming up right now and how they'll complement each other. Any key takeaways you can tell us about?
Our opening day keynote is going to be by the CEA Alliance. A gentleman named Tom Stenzel is the executive director of the CEA Alliance, and they're going to do a state of the industry. We felt that that was extremely important. A prior day, the CEA Alliance is going to hold their annual meeting out there to bring in all their members. So they felt it was important. But that's going to drive the audience, or the information that's presented at the state of the industry. You know, everybody wants to know what's happening. Where is it? Well, these are the folks. It's the association here in the States that is recognized as the leader in CEA. So they will be a panel. That's the very first panel we'll be kicking off with.
Amazing. And from that, just want to make this point as well about the points of why CEA is so important. And, you know, one of the things I can tell you is that USDA is actually talking about the amount of production operations just in the last 10 years, from how much is being done right now per millions of CWT, which I don't know what that is, but among crops, vegetables, fruits, is from 1.4 million to 2.94 million. Like, it's really a significant change on people really getting more involved and the idea of having that being the biggest part. And production volumes being increased by 56%. This is according to the USDA. There's just a lot there. What is it about the importance of CEA and why it's such an important focus that it needed both keynotes on both days?
Well, it's changing. You know, a lot of folks who come to me and say, this is a new arena that you're in here. And it actually is not new. Closed environment has been around for a long time. I would say that it's emerging more than it is new. So but there's a lot of things happening. And why is important is because the climate change, all the things that we're seeing here, there's so much happening around the world. In some areas, there's drought. In some areas, there's too much water coming in. But it is important, and that's why a number of organizations have come and joined us. You know, I mentioned the CEA Alliance. They'll be with us. The International Sprout Growers is going to be with us. The Aquaponics Association, GLAZE, which is the Greenhouse Light and Engineers Consortium, they'll be with us. Field Growers. So there's so many organizations that are coming with us to be a part of it. It's all recognized that this merging technology needs a place to come and discuss every aspect of the industry. And this is it. This is the place. Vegas is the place. And it's the right environment.
Because I want to stay on CEA, but I also want to make the point of it is a focus on Canada. But why is it Canada? Because of the fact that for them, they have done a lot of work and their leadership has done a lot of work in terms of sustainable vertical farming, high-tech greenhouses, and those cold climates. To be able to go ahead and yield as much as they're able to go and do right now on a regular basis, that is something that, you know, people in America and other, in either European countries or other places around the world, they're going to go ahead and grow and cultivate. To see this structure and this process in place to be regulatory compliant, to be sustainable, and to have good, high-quality flour products, crops, whatever there is. Talk about why anybody else that might not be from Canada, but wants to learn about CA, why they should learn from the approach that's being done by Canada to these areas.
Yeah, it's because you mentioned the cold temperatures and things, and Canada is an expert in greenhouses and growing. They had to be. So for so many years, their seasons are short, so they have to have a controlled environment. Now, internationally, that's not always true. You might be over in the United Arab Emirates where just the opposite is in there. So you're building houses to actually cool down because it's right. Too warm. So that controlled environment, you know, the pendulum will swing both ways in that arena on it. So while Canada can offer one arena, you know, there's folks coming that are looking for just the opposite.
And that's part of the thing is that in these various climates, the amount of sunlight that's being able to, be able to come in, any kind of organic elements you can get from the elements outside, it's so limited on what you can get, especially in a place like Canada or in the opposite for, say, you know, in the Middle East. Now, with the goal of connecting all agricultural supply chain stakeholders, talk about how Indoor AgCon is facilitating interaction between different segments of the industry. Are there any networking events, initiatives to encourage collaboration, partnerships, and especially with the new expanded venue?
Absolutely. It's not just it's growing. You know, what happens if you are a grower? What are some of the other things that you need? You're going to need packaging. You might need cold storage.
Oh, yeah.
You labeling. You'll need computer systems, AI, and system integration on it. So you want to make sure that everything is linked together correctly because you're going to have to need redundant systems. Well, if you're a grower and you've sold your product and there's some sort of hiccup in between on it, how do you correct and accomplish and deliver your product to a grocer or wherever it's going to, could be a medical lab or anything. You want to make sure that your product is going and going through systems and you know what's happening in each system. So it's not just, you know, when I was a kid, Brasco, my father took me by the hand when I was 5. He scratched the dirt, threw some seeds in, mm-hmm. and threw some water on it. A few months later, we were picking tomatoes. It's not like that anymore.
No, it's not. Now, I got to ask you, because you brought up AI. So we should make a focus that obviously in the tracks you're doing right now, and always look at this right now, always look at trend sets and also what's getting viral out there. So for yourselves, content, technology, industry trends, and looking at what you have right now in the conference schedule, you know, I wanted to get an idea of what you have in terms of what will be technology-based, AI-based. What are some of the, any future events or sessions you're going to have that will be towards technology or new innovations?
You know, Brasco, almost all of them are going to be touching on AI. You know, you really, even, you know, you and I are talking about it right now. Almost every conversation these days, you know, begins and ends with AI and how is it going to be. You know, AI is growing. We're, you know, we'll be utilizing it. And it just makes sense, from delivering a product, you know, with seeds and germination and substrates and everything. How is it going to proceed through and grow and tell you when it's ready to move on to the next component or the next system on it? So almost every conversation is going to be about AI.
Fantastic. All right, let's go to direct people right now to the website, indoor.ag, indoor.ag, for the 12th annual Indoor AgCon at the Westgate Resort, Las Vegas, March 11th and 12th as we're recording. So if you're catching this right now or just before as we post this, you know, get your tickets now. And What can you tell me about, you know, availability right now in terms of any kind of VIP or any kind of events that there are nighttime events, networking that's going to be going on that you could tell us about?
We have over 300 booths are going to be at the show. So folks are registering from around the country on coming. Now, this is our main event. This is Indoor Ag Con. We also have Indoor Ag Content, which is our newsletter that folks can sign up for as well. We do monthlies. They're not every month, but we do Indoor Ag Conversations, which are webinars that deliver content as well. So, but all of these things are happening. Another thing that we're having for the very first time is the CEA Awards. So the awards we're doing with Ball Publishing, so this is the very first CEA award program that's ever happened. That will be taking place. So there is so many components to this event. It's almost hard to list them in all one place.
Yeah, really great stuff here, and just loaded with events going on. So again, like you said, not hard to go get yourself down to Las Vegas. Get yourself into the Westgate. Again, now is there hotels on the room block still available right now?
There is. Yeah, it's Westgate. Go to our website. If, you know, I think some things might be closing. If you can't, just go right to the Westgate and they'll be able to handle you. We know that there are still some rooms available.
Are there any promo codes or anything like that you can give us right now that are available for our listeners that are going to be hearing this and they're going to go ahead and register right now?
You know, I don't have that in front of me, but we'll put it on the website. So folks can go to our website, take a look, and look where you register. We'll have all... any and all discounts listed there.
All right. Sounds good. Brian Sullivan with Indoor Ag Con. Thanks again for being on this. I'm glad we got a chance to go and talk about this. And best of luck at the show.
Great. Thanks, Brascos. See you there.
Thank you. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.